Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show that explores all avenues of transformation and aims to offer some useful nuggets that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature. No matter how contrary that might seem, just like this nightingale, the bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and I am delighted, as ever, that you've joined me today. Now, before I introduce my guest, I just want to check in with you all, as we've come to the end of June, and I don't know about you, but it's been a bit of a month. June this year really has been a time of transformation, and a lot of us have started new ventures or changed the way we live in some way. There's been a huge energy shift, and that's had some of us holding on to our seats as we ride the roller coaster. And what a roller coaster it's been. The solstice saw, that's on June 21st, saw the sun produce an X1.1 solar flare. Now that's a big one, and we would definitely have felt it here on Earth. And around the same time, the Schumann resonance jumped to 24 times its usual base level of around 7.83 hertz. It's been spiking pretty much throughout June, but that was a big one. And now some of you might be wondering why I'm talking about all of this. Well, it's because all of it impacts us directly, even though we can't see it. The Schumann resonance has been called the planet's heartbeat, and it's a natural electromagnetic frequency generated by the Earth's magnetic field, and that fluctuates according to a whole bunch of conditions, including solar flares. Now, its base frequency is 7.83 hertz, and it's a frequency that's considered to be crucial in sustaining life here on Earth, and it's still being researched. But there seems to be a deep connection between the Earth's magnetic frequencies and the normal functioning of the human brain and body. Many studies suggest that 7.83 hertz positively affects our human health and well-being, with improved cognitive functions and enhanced immune function, amongst other benefits. It also reduces stress and anxiety. It promotes relaxation and better sleep. So you can see how a spike in the resonance might disrupt our equilibrium. There's even research that shows a link between solar activity and the Schumann resonance fluctuations and anxiety, depression and suicide. Now, my guest today approaches depression from a very different angle. Dr. Ardeshir Mehran is the author of a new bestseller called You Are Not Depressed, You Are Unfinished. Un-finished. The book is the result of his quest over more than 30 years to pinpoint what depression and anxiety actually are and why they persist. He's a psychologist, a behavioural researcher, a business leader, and a leadership coach who founded the Human Work Studio in San Francisco. And I caught up with Ardeshir the other day at his home in San Francisco. I wasn't there, we were speaking online. And I asked him to speak, first of all, to how anxiety, feeling a little bit sad, and depression are all very different.
Great. Yes, they are. Thank you. Thank you, JJ, for this wonderful question. Many people in today's environment, including clinicians, talk about anxiety and depression, almost like, you know, twins going hand in hand. They are different. They feel different, and they lodge differently in our bodies. So what anxiety is an evolutionary process that it comes from a stress. Anxiety means there's a sense of predictability. You're lacking control, predictability, sense of, you know, what is going on around me. You feel unease. You feel something's about to happen, a sense of dread, a sense of you're out of control. And when that happens, the predominantly areas you feel it in your body are in your gut and in your chest and basically heart and lung and your back muscles, tension around your shoulder.
Yeah.
The reason is body is in a state of freeze, fight or flight. Body's wound up to do something around it. And at this point, adrenaline and cortisol are gushing from our gut, you know, to our organs, external organs. We are ready to pounce, to do something, to move. So anxiety is felt in the body. Depression is very different. Depression, there's a sense of heaviness, like dark cloud. Some people talk about their chest, their head, their sense of, in fact, we ask somebody, how are you feeling when they talk about depression? Just watch their faces. They close their eyes, their head, they, you know, put their head back. Maybe they get their pint of beer or glass of wine and take a deep breath, heavy breathing, and almost look over the horizon. Depression is the experience of life being withheld. There's a sense of grieving, sense of loss, sense of that young girl or young boy that I knew somewhere in my life is got lost. They are looking for something. And it's a heaviness that you can't quite point to it, but you feel it. It really feels like dark cloud. People that use that term. When you have that sense of loss, that triggers anxiety. Anxiety is about predictability. So anxiety goes higher. And when anxiety goes higher, that sense of I'm out of balance, something's lost, that feeds depression. So like a twin, they continuously yin and yang, they feed each other. The way you heal them, this is a part that we know from the modern science, in fact, the science of trauma research that really came into research and being offered to do the mankind since 1990s. From the trauma research, neurology, and pain clinics, including medical, the military hospitals, that the anxiety is about resetting your nervous system, that creating experiences that you calm your nervous system, your gut, your sense of fight, flight, and freeze, you know, in terms of reactions. And when we do that, we calm down, we settle, and then we handle depression by its own. Depression, at its core, is an active verb. To resolve your depression, you need to fulfill the needs, the life that you felt that belonged to you at a certain point, that you've lost it. The depression responds to doing. You need to do things. anxiety is about being. You need to be in a different ways.
Oh, that's very interesting. It's a very interesting way of describing it. And depression, of course, to depress something is to press down, is to to sublimate or to really sort of squash something down. And I know that, I mean, from my own experience, I would feel really just paralyzed. Totally paralyzed, not being able to see or find a way through. And yes, and actually having that kind of, I wouldn't describe it as a dark cloud, but it's that sort of, it's almost a sort of a tangible thing that you feel, just completely clogged up and squished down and, unable to, not free. The opposite of free, the opposite of right. able. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's lovely. And that's why we have such rich literature, poetry, paintings, music. I mean, you go, people write about it. In fact, a lot of people talk about Vincent van Gogh's painting, that there's an element of melancholy, that you see that there's a sadness, the starry night. When you see that, it's beautiful, but there's an element, there's something there. So that sense of inner expression of depression has been with us through artistic expressions for centuries.
Yes, that's true. And of course, a lot of people said that Van Gogh was mad. I'm not sure that he was, although, supposedly cut off his right ear or his, one of his ears. But he was a tortured soul, some people would say.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
And yet such great art comes out of that.
Exactly. To this point, we know from research that the artists, more than the general population, have higher rates of depression and suicide. Among artists, poets, they have the highest rate of depression and suicide. So with the that's interesting to think about people who work with words, that also they experience that they put their agony into expressions.
Yeah, yes. It's probably the only way that they can get any kind of release, I would say. Right. Absolutely. And, your book is called You're Not Depressed, You Are Unfinished.
Yes.
Explain a little bit about what you mean by that.
So thank you. So this book is my life's work that I grew up. By training, I'm a psychologist. I live in San Francisco. I went to some of the best schools in the country, in the U.S., in clinical work, training work, and then in corporate environment. And when you grow up in a family that mom is depressed, dad, siblings, and you think this is life, everybody's like that. And then you go to grow up, you go to different environments, you see depression almost everywhere. In average people, I start to see depression is very subtle. That is when you see, we travel with people, you go drinking, you go on picnics, you work together, realize there's a sense of unease. There's something there, people talk about it, and we tolerate that. Then I start to realize that there are three layers of a storytelling. As a psychologist or as a coworker, the first is that what JJ, you and I talked about, sense of malice, sense of heaviness, is this emotional part. People talk about it, that, I feel heavy, I feel sad, I feel, I'm restless. So it's the affect. Then there's a thinking that I'm stuck. I hate my spouse. I hate my work. I don't know how to do that. I feel life is punishing. Life sucks. So there's an element of thinking that's go with that. If you settle with it, there's a third layer of a story comes up, and that people are searching for something, yearning for something. I was in my 20s, my clinical work, working at the New York City Bellevue Psychiatric Hospital. I learned that if you listen to people, Everybody has a story of loss, longing, and searching. Then I noticed those stories, they have similar chapters, different words, different places, different faces, but they are looking for something that they are repeated pattern, that they are looking to finish something, to the journey of their life that was, for many, that was violated, delayed, dismissed, to finish that. And it seemed to me they were trying to finish something, finish a journey. It came to be my own story. And I listened to them. And I felt that I know what you're talking about. So over a period of 30 years, I start to model that, write about it, to take notes and explore the notes, organize them. So gradually, patterns of 7 emotional needs emerged for me.
Yes, and this is your bill of
emotional rights.
Yeah,
yes. So I've talked with my wife that if there's a possibility to put that on my tombstone when I leave this earth, that my give back to earth, that that I start to study literature, philosophers, scientists across the ages, all the way to Grecian philosophers. That there are 7 essential human needs, emotional needs. I start from birth, cradle to grave, all societies, all ages, that there are 7 needs that we are meant, designed to experience fulfilling our lifetime. We are literally, as in a species, we were designed for that, wired for that. These are just like our DNA structure. And those needs, I mentioned them in the order that we start to feel them developmentally. The first one is a sense of I belong, that sense of connection, sense of being loved mutually, that you have a tribe, you're part of a community, that you are at the table, you are loved, you're seen, you're appreciated, and you're invited, you are there. Then the next one is I'm boundless, that we are moving, acting, and nature-based creatures. Something happened during the time of Sigmund Freud, the father of modern psychotherapy, that we go to see a therapist and we sit and we talk. We think emotions are in our head. Actually, emotions are in our bodies.
Yeah. And Ardashir talks about how we're afraid of feeling these emotions. But we'll hear more about that in a few minutes. First, it's time to take a short break right now. We'll be back with more from Dr. Ardashir Mehran after this from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and my guest today, Dr. Ardeshir Mehran, who started to go through his bill of emotional rights before the break. He was making the point that we're scared of feeling our emotions, and here's what he had to say on that.
That's right, because we've been taught by psychologists in to use words to describe your emotions. Many emotions, we don't have words for them, but we feel them in our bodies. When our stomach is tight, that so is I'm boundless is about how do you experience and express your feelings with your entire body, body embodiment. Next one is a sense of I am complete. Many of us, including me, that we go through life fighting yesterday's battle. My mom, my dad, bad marriage, bad boss, the past. What we know from the modern psychotherapy and neurology, there's no such thing as past. Our neurology perpetually lives in the moment. Our brain remembers that. But life is experienced in the moment, and there's a way for us to let go of the past, that being the moment, and then to do any reconstruction we need in here and now. Then the next one is, I matter. This is about wherever you are, you have basically initial dignity, respect, and honoring in today's society, in your community. There are many people that they are invisible. Think about next time you go to a community, to a bar, to a workplace. Is anybody turning around and looking at you eye to eye, honoring you? Many people are unseen. That hurts. That destroys the soul. Next one is I make. Whether you live uptown, you live downtown, you're a poor man, you're a rich man, does not matter. Whatever you do is the labor of your love. And yet there are so many people, life is a drudgery. The work for them is a drudgery. You go there and basically your soul is sucked out of you. That is punishing. Do whatever you do, but do it with love. Find a work, the vocation that is meaningful. Next one is I am. You have a voice. 7.5 billion people, 7.5 voices here. This is about your soul message, that your message, when you say it, is liberating. It sets you free. And the last one is I soar. What is the story of your life? Maya Angelou, American poet and philosopher, has a saying that is right, on my wall in my room.
I was going to draw attention to that, Ardeshir, because I can see it behind you. Tell us about it.
Yes. And it's really moving for me, and I love for your audience to hear it. It goes that there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you.
Mm.
We all have a story. Do you know it? Are you sharing that? Once you tell your story, you are free. That story will guide you. These 7 needs, when we are depressed, one or several of those have been violated, held back, or we haven't been taught that you have these rights. These are literally are your rights. Nobody gave them to you. You were born with them. Parents didn't give it to you, the teachers, the manager. Once you start to fulfill them, you literally will see that depression lifts. And I tell people, there will be a day once you apply this, you will not be depressed. You will be pissed. You don't want to waste time anymore. You will claim your rights.
Yeah, well, I am with you on that one. Yeah, you do get to that point when you've come through whatever you've come through and you think, what? And I've waited till now?
Yeah.
So let's not wait till now.
that's right. Thank you for mentioning that. This is a part that I tell people. So I'm not a young guy, but parents need to raise their children to know these rights, they are their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Raise them according so that they can honor their rights as they go to school, to workplaces, to relationships, that this can be fabric of raising families, schools, workplaces, churches, synagogues, in our societies.
Yes, and it's in talking about telling your story, a lot of people carry a lot of secrets, which can weigh them down and cause a kind of a depression. So, and I always say that secrets are toxic because they lodge within you, they eat away at you, you know, almost literally. And so telling your story, your untold story, part of that maybe is some of these dark secrets that you've been harboring for years and years and years. I know, I mean, this was the one of the issues with my mother, who, you know, wouldn't talk about certain things. All through her life, all through, you know, my childhood and adulthood.
That's lovely that then stories we keep, it's very telling why even we hold our stories. We know from one of the pioneers in field of somatic and body-based therapy, Peter Levine, which I was trained by his methodology, said that for us to truly heal, we need to tell our stories, and our stories need to be heard by a witness.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that mental illness happens is that there are emotions we feel, and there's nobody to notice it, nobody to listen to us. Mental illness, depression, and anxiety creates a sense of isolation. And we all hold on to stories because there's nobody to listen to. The best thing we can do for a friend, for a coworker, is listen to their stories. We don't even need to understand it. A lot of time we don't. And we don't need to provide our judgment or our recommendation or give them solutions. People don't need that. People need to be heard. Let them tell their stories, because by doing that, their anxiety goes down. Their bodies calm down and they hear themselves. Telling a story is a powerful healing. That's the reason we go and through therapy, somebody to listen to us. And that's the best gift we can bring to our loved ones.
Yes. But then it's not always just down to being able to tell our story. I mean, sometimes there are maybe chemical imbalances, but also I would say energetic issues that might impact a person. A lot of people who have depression as well are treated with chemicals, pharmaceuticals. But that doesn't really, I mean, it might make you feel a little bit better temporarily, but it doesn't address the issues, does it?
Thank you. This is a very important and delicate topic. So chemical treatment basically adjusts the hormonal, like dopamine, serotonin, and the cortisol, adrenaline in our bodies. It's based upon an assumption which is predominant in psychiatry that mental illness, depression, is a mood disorder. Basically, it's in your mood, is your affect. If you adjust your affect, you feel better. You will. The problem is that for people who are taking medicine, it can take decades. And I have clients who've been like since like teenage years and they're like early 40s, they've been taking medication and they are petrified to come off of it. The fact is the whole notion of that brain and body and emotions adjust, the neuroplasticity, that once you start to operate different ways, feel different ways, then the level in your body also adjusts itself. What we also know from research, meta-analysis, that the medication across multiple countries, large-scale studies, that at best, they are 50% effective. A lot of time is placebo effect. And then it creates sense of dependency. The doses need to go higher and higher. So medication by itself do not heal. They just basically may help you maintain the mood imbalance. But true healing, it comes about when you start to actually live a different life. Mm-hmm. That is more balanced and more fulfilled. And your chemical, the structure also start to be adjusted.
Yeah. So yes, the chemical issues, I mean, everything depends on everything else. I mean, we're not entities made up of different parts that function in isolation.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Obviously. So, it takes for us to, yes, change how we're living often, but also, you know, I think people who are suffering from depression, as you kind of reference, need the help and validation of another person to enable them to start moving through it.
Yeah, exactly. Because what is interesting, we know from research, and I highlight that in my book, mental illness at its core is caused and creates a sense of isolation, disconnection. That you could be in a room full of people when you're dealing with stress and anxiety, bipolar, you know, ADHD, attention deficit disorder, and you feel isolated. Mental illness is caused by isolation that we feel in our childhood growing up and then create a sense of isolation, disconnection from others. To reverse mental illness, we need to change the equation of disconnection. Those seven needs that I talked about, when we are disconnected to them, sense of belonging, to our bodies, to nature, to true being valued, once we create from disconnection to connection, we get adjusted, we get balanced again, we get hopeful. So that disconnection, that's what needs to be fixed. That's what needs to do. And that is under our control for us to do that. It's not in our head. It's in the types of a life we live.
I love the acknowledgement there that it's not all in your head. To me, depression is very much felt in the body. Well, we'll have more from Dr. Ardeshir Mehran on that in a moment, right after this from our station sponsors.
The station that makes you feel good.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the practical alchemist, and I was talking with Dr. Ardeshir Mehran before the break about how depression is not all in the mind. So in fact, it's not a mental illness at all, but a condition that affects the whole person. I also brought in the concept of love, and how important it is to be able to feel and receive love.
That's right. Absolutely. Love is the best glue. Love bonds. Love heals. You know, like the people who are depressed, when you speak with them, they are married. They are executives. People admire them, but they are deeply lonely. They're deeply unseen. There's part of them, they're yearning to be loved as the way they are. Love heals. Love bonds the tissues.
Yes, and for other people to be willing to love you for what you are, love one for what one is. Yeah, and so it's, you know, we have to say, please, if anybody's feeling depressed, reach out. I know that, you know, you might think that people won't understand. You might feel that you might feel a bit silly, or you know, feel like you're failing somehow if you feel depressed, but that's not the case.
Exactly,
you really just reach out to somebody who would be able to help you.
JJ, I love to build on that, you know, and reach out. And I do have friends, and I remember as I was coming out of my own fog, and was to tell a dear friend, can you just hear me out? You know, like, I just need to talk, and I need a buddy to hear me. Reaching out to a colleague, and then my suggestion is that go for a walk in the nature, something that actually your body's engaged versus sitting on the phone or the Zoom call, and just invite your friend, loved one, coworker, just listen to you. That creates healing. That creates a sense of connection and sense of being seen, being heard. That's healing. And you can reciprocate for the other person as well.
And just being in nature is healing. I defy anybody to feel low if you're listening to birdsong. Absolutely joyous. And just being in nature generally. And I know that... my thing is swimming, and swimming in the sea, or in seawater anyway, mostly in a tidal pool near where I live. And there is something really healing and cleansing in a spiritual and energetic sense in seawater and swimming in seawater, or any body of water, any body of natural water. I am not talking about chlorine-filled swimming pools and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's hugely healing. It's hugely soothing. And I know that if I'm ever stressed or feeling a little bit down or anxious, a swim sorts me out. I feel absolutely great afterwards.
That's beautiful. Say more, you know, like, you know, I'd love to know, like sharing with your audience, like when you swim, you know, you said tidal pool. That sounds so fascinating. Tell us more, please.
Well, I swim mostly because it's the nearest place to swim. Well, actually, that's not true. I can swim in the harbour here, but the tidal pool gets washed out twice a day with the tides. So there's a wall that contains the water left when the tide goes out. Yeah. The tide goes out quite a way, and some tides are quite high, they come up quite high. And it means that it's a very safe sea swimming environment.
Nice.
So that you're not worried about rip tides carting you off to Edinburgh, which would be maybe one of the places you'd end up. But you know, you're pretty safe. Obviously, it's cold water. You have to be aware of your body's tolerance in terms of your cold water swimming. But there are two aspects of it. One is the physical aspect of it. Cold water swimming has been proved to be very good for you in a number of ways. The second is that connection with water.
Yeah.
It's that connection with what has given us life and is a huge carrier of energy and information. It's just, you know, teeming with life and absolutely gorgeous. What I do is I just allow myself to release everything into the water and it just gets floated away.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
But there's another aspect to it. And that's the, I would say, the community aspect. And much of the time I swim with friends, I swim with people in the community. And that's a great point of connection. Mm-hmm. And we're all doing something that we love. We're all doing the same thing. Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Doesn't matter what your background is. We don't care.
Yeah.
We go down, we swim. We enjoy each other's company. We have a good chat. You know, we find out what's going on with everybody. And then we leave for the day and you know, regroup another day. So there's that community connection, which is hugely important. And you, when you're talking about depression, I think a lot of people who are depressed feel cut off from their community. And there's no way that we can feel depressed when we're having a laugh and a joke.
Yeah,
as we're, you know, as we're getting changed to get into the water or when we've got out. And then we sit and have a cup of tea.
That's right. This is so beautiful, JJ, that in multiple ways that depression, mental illness are created and leads to a sense of isolation, being cut off. The healing, as much as meeting with a therapist behind closed door on Zoom, and exploring your emotion, as much as those are helpful, experientially, they don't make a difference.
No.
You need to literally create connection with nature, cold water, going to hiking, hug the trees, see flowers, see the birds, be part of the bigger tapestry of life, you know, be with friends, do rituals together. You feel connected. Nobody heals on their own, because we are connected beings.
Mm.
We need
That's
to be
beautiful.
In the tribe.
Yeah, beautifully put. Beautifully put, Ardisha. And yeah, so you've got this book out, You're Not Depressed, You Are Unfinished. Use feelings of depression and anxiety to fuel a soaring life, using the word soar there, as in I soar, as one of your human rights. So if you know, that's available now, isn't it?
Amazon actually is been selling already through the US, in England, Germany, Switzerland, I know in Asia, and also Canada. So it's available on Amazon, both in paperback and also on ebook.
Fantastic. And it became a bestseller when you launched it, didn't it?
It did, it came out. And which people wrote me throughout the world, and some of them are actually on my book reviews. People said that there's one professional woman wrote said that the night before I saw your book, I was praying for death. But as after I saw your book, I'm praying for healing, and I've found a way to come out of that. So if you're struggling with depression and anxiety and mental illness, that actually this is your invitation to live a better, fuller life. It's part of you. It's not in your brain. It's not in your chemical. It's about the life that you have that has been dormant. Go be you, find you, and live a life that you were meant to live. And your depression, anxiety, actually, they dissolve, go away.
I love that. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Ardeshir. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you, they can do through your website, can't they?
That's correct. That's correct. Yes. My website is there, which is the, my business name is Human Work Studio, www.humanworkstudio.com, one word. And my information is also in my book. And if you do search Ardeshir Mehran, you will find me on the web.
Fantastic. Thank you so, so much for coming and talking to me today about depression. And thank you for all your work.
Thank you, JJ. And the best of everything to you and to your listeners. Feel great again.
Thank you. We will.
An Australian sustainability professor, Glenn Olbricht, even came up with a word for a particular malaise or illness caused by disconnection to nature. His term for it is psychoteratic, a new word for an old problem there. And of course, forest bathing has become a thing now. In Japan, where the practice of Shinrin-yoku started, they've been able to quantify the healing effects of trees as we benefit from the phytoncides, oils essentially, that they release while we're walking or resting among them. Talking of essential oils, I see that there's been a sudden surge in the popularity of rosemary essential oil. That's down, apparently, to influencers on social media raving about how good it is for your hair, and it is. But did you know that rosemary can also help eliminate negative moods? And wouldn't it be great if all the people using it for their hair found their moods improve into the bargain? Now, if you're thinking about doing some forest bathing, here's something I recorded a while back to put you in the mood.
Everything in what we understand to be the universe is connected. Ancient cultures understood this. They acknowledged their connection. They lived in harmony with nature, in direct communication with the world around them. They achieved things we can't even fathom in our modern lives, cut off from our natural source of power. We have the illusion of connection as we text and phone and email, but we feel cast adrift, ungrounded, anxious and stressed. It doesn't have to be that way. Next time you take a walk in nature, or even just sit in the garden, make a conscious connection to the natural world around you. Think of it like dropping an anchor to stop you drifting with the tide, to hold you steady. Let your mind be still. Feel the energy of the life that surrounds you. Let your anxieties and worries drain away into the earth underneath your feet. And notice how much better you feel as a result. Let nature be your medicine and your strength. Pause, refresh, and restart. Yes, pause, refresh, and restart. Whenever you're feeling a little bit stressed or a little bit overstretched, take the time to just stop what you're doing, even if it's just for a moment. If you can, just get out into nature. Even if you live in the city, hopefully there will be a park somewhere nearby where you can connect with nature in a green space. I know that's a bit difficult if you're living in the middle of a desert or a very arid place, but even if you can't
connect to nature outside. Have you ever thought about having houseplants, for instance? That's nature too. Your garden is nature, but if you don't have a garden, think about keeping some houseplants. And when you stop, when you pause to recharge, connect with those houseplants. Really make an effort to tune into them. Feel what they do for you. And in fact, many houseplants are hugely beneficial. Many of them clear the air of toxins, all kinds of things. So it's always good to have some houseplants around. They help you and you help them. There's even an exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. You breathe out carbon dioxide, they breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen, which we breathe. So even if you can't get out into a wild natural space or even a tame natural space that's a garden or a park, you can connect to nature within your own home. Care for those pot plants. Care for those house plants. And they will help care for you. Connection to nature has always been important to me, very important, as you probably know if you've listened to this show ever before. But a major part of my own recovery from depression was connecting to my purpose, as Ardashir alluded to. And before I could do that, connecting to myself. Now, what do I mean by that? I believe that there's often an energetic element involved in depression, and that having regular sessions to clear that energy within me enabled me to reconnect with my true self. Maybe that's what some people see as the dark cloud. It feels like clearing an energetic fog that dampens down your very being. And fortunately, these days, I'm able to do this by myself, and I also help others clear their bodies energetically too. And you can find out more about that at my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk. And with that, we've come to the end of the show. I hope that some of the information we've discussed here might help you. Remember that you can listen to all of our shows on all the main podcast platforms these days. If you like what you hear, or if they've helped you, do help us spread the word by sharing them. You never know, it might just be what someone you know needs to hear. Also, check out the show I co-host with psychiatrist and coach Dr. Mark Goulston here on UK Health Radio. It's called Hurt Less, Live More, and it's the place for raw, open, and hopefully enlightening and uplifting conversations. For even more health information, of course, there's also our sister publication, Health Triangle Magazine. Now, that's a monthly magazine, and it's full of great features complementing our radio shows. And you can subscribe online at, of course, ukhealthradio.com. So thank you for listening today. Do head over to my website. Again, it's thepracticalalchemist.uk to find out more about me and how to stay in touch. And then join me for more alchemy here on UK Health Radio and the UK Health Radio podcast next time. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.